What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Putting America first, second, and third. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to the show. It's Tuesday, March 15th, 2011. Oh, what, just everything going crazy around here. Let's get going. We got a lot to talk about. Phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. And obviously, the big news today continues to be the disaster at the Fukushima power plant in Japan. At least four reactors are now hopelessly compromised. The stories are coming in left and right. It's amazing to see the American corporate media has been trying to downplay this. They're finally having to come to grips with what's going on. CNN just finally ran a report in which they're saying, yeah, this is a new Chernobyl. And it's going to go past Chernobyl because we still have another two reactors that are at risk. There's a lot of wishful thinking coming out of the nuclear power industry, and they want to say it's all good and everything is okay. It was rather amazing. Earlier today, Business Insider ran an article written by an expert at MIT, which is about as far away from Fukushima as you can get. And this guy's out there saying, oh, it won't be any more radiation than you get from a high-altitude plane flight or chest X-ray or any of these other things. Meanwhile, we're hearing that the reason the USS George Washington's battle group turned around and left Japanese waters earlier this week, they ran into a radioactive cloud that peaked out at something like 17,000 curies per minute. And the maximum safe level is 450. So they had to skedaddle out of there. There is now a no-fly zone around the reactor site in order to protect aircraft. We were hearing earlier today on Italian media that the workers at the power station have fled. They're out. They're not in the control room. They're gone. We're getting confirmation from that. We're getting reports that helicopters are now being used to drop water and boric acid over the entire site. It's exactly what they did during Chernobyl. They gave up. They abandoned the facility, and they're just going to entomb it. This is a major disaster. Why has the American media been downplaying it? Well, obviously, a big part of it has to do with the fact that these reactors are all designed by General Electric. And General Electric, if it can be proved there is a design flaw in the reactor, and with at least four of them in trouble, and possibly all six, yeah, sounds like they weren't designed to take the stresses they were supposed to take. And we're already hearing from Germany, they have shut down seven of their reactors that they're not too sure about. We have 23 of those reactors here in the United States of America designed by General Electric. Same design, a lot of them getting old, a lot of them near earthquake faults. These reactors have been sold by General Electric all around the world. If it's found that these things are defective, that they're not safe, oh boy, you think? Then General Electric is going to simply disappear, along with a big chunk of the American stock market. And so the reason the U.S. media may be telling you everything is okay and not to worry is not to take care of you, but to keep the stock market propped up. It's already taking a clubbing as it is. You know, they're pulling out every trick in the book they can. When the New York stock market opened this morning, they invoked Rule 43. Rule 43 says that the holders of stock are not allowed to provide any pre-opening indicators to their stock performance before the opening bell, out of fear that the bad news might scare away investors and drop the market. It dropped anyway, but basically they're playing every trick they can to try and keep the market from outright crashing, which it basically did on the Nikkei yesterday. It went down more than 10% in a single trading session, which is considered the point at which you say the market has crashed. Here in the United States, it was down 200 points. It struggled back a little bit. Bernanke's out there cranking out the printing presses to prop up the stock market, but it's all gaming. It's all machinations. It's all manipulation. It is not real. It is not a real measure of the economy. It's just that last flagging banner, that last propaganda device they're using to try and convince you that everything is all hunky-dory in the United States of America. And they're lying to you, just like they did about Saddam's nuclear bombs and 9/11 and Pearl Harbor and the unemployment figures and now about the radiation coming across the Pacific. So, anyway, we're going to take a break. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information, 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Attention RBN listeners, the Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. We're talking about the disaster at the Fukushima power plant, which now seems to have reached Chernobyl levels of severity. We'll probably go right past. The rest of the world understands this is a serious situation. Over in Germany, they've closed down seven of their reactors that are based on the same design. Over in Spain, they're basically saying this is completely out of control. I'm hearing from my inside sources that the analysis of the Japanese government's actions by our own U.S. government is that the government of Japan is in complete denial about how bad this situation is. Yet what we're hearing is, it's bad, it's not that bad, don't worry about it, go on about your jobs, nothing to see here, folks, move along here. I have a message to the paid propagandists who work for the United States government and General Electric and NBC and all the rest of them. If you think that lying to the population is going to keep us from being afraid, you are bozos. It is the fact that we are being lied to, and that we don't get accurate information about what's going on that is most terrifying to the American people. Keeping us mushroomed, keeping us in the dark, and feeding us garbage is not going to quiet the situation down. We need accurate information. Now, in the spirit of that, we are running a radiation meter here at the studio of WhatReallyHappened.com, and we are still not seeing an elevation of the background count. We always get a little radiation here. We live on a volcano. Lava is slightly radioactive. So we're not, but we're running our own analysis. We're trying to get hold of one of those radiation meters that will plug directly into the computer so we can have a real-time feed going to the world over what the radiation is here on the island of Oahu so that we can provide that. Right now, we're not seeing it. That is a fact. That is a scientifically verifiable fact. Here on the island of Oahu, I am not detecting with my equipment any increase in radiation coming from Japan. Now, that's the good news. The bad news is the jet stream is flowing north of the islands of Hawaii. So you cannot imply anything about North America based on what we're getting here. I'm just giving you the numbers that we're getting. What we are hearing from Japan is that radiation has hit Tokyo, 80 times higher than the background level. The Prime Minister of Japan went on TV and told the people of Tokyo that this might be a good time to take a vacation. Do not use your air conditioning. Stay indoors. And if you left your clothing on a clothesline drying overnight to destroy those clothes, do not put them on. That is how serious they're taking the situation here. And again, another confirmation from them that the workers at the Fukushima plant have abandoned the facility. It is sitting there empty, and they're trying to basically deal with the situation from the air with helicopters. 30-kilometer no-fly zone over Fukushima, and again, radiation confirmed going out there. There is an online radiation meter in Tokyo itself. And anybody who says the radiation is going down, you can forget about that, because the last time I checked that online radiation meter in Tokyo, it is continuing to climb. It is continuing to climb. More explosions reported at the plant. Most alarmingly, at plant number 4, which was already shut down when the quake hit. And that suggests to me, and again, there's no confirmation, but my analysis is that the core inside the reactors was broken by the quake itself. And if it happened in reactor number 4, it's probably happened in all 6 of them, because they're all the same design. So, now, listening to Japan's English language shortwave broadcasts from NHK, basically we're reporting another explosion at the number 2 reactor. The suppression pool, cooling pool, was breached. Fuel rods were exposed to half their length. Radioactivity is leaking, 400 millisieverts per hour, and it's... At this point, that level of radiation, your white blood cells start to collapse. So I'm not surprised the workers are leaving. It's just incredibly dangerous here. And the winds are blowing toward Tokyo, which we already reported on that one. And I'm sorry it's a little disjointed, but, you know, the stuff is coming in. We're trying to sort it out. Now, as I mentioned earlier, the Italian media was reporting on the fleeing from the control room of the workers, and that was sort of being blocked. And by the way, I just got an email from somebody saying that they're trying to put up this information about the radiation increases at Facebook, and they're getting blocked. And there's this automated note saying that you're attempting to post content that is already flagged as spam. So somebody either at Facebook or somebody who's hacking into Facebook is attempting to prevent the social media from continuing to report on this situation. And again, there's a lot of money on the line here. General Electric has made a tremendous amount of money building and designing these reactors around the world. And if they're found to be unsafe, if this disaster causes a loss of confidence in General Electric's product, that whole company is going to vanish. It's absolutely going to vanish. So it's just incredibly, you know, serious here. Radiation alert here in America. They're keeping an eye out on these automated systems. They're now saying, yeah, it's Chernobyl class, which I'm sure is going to make the people at Chernobyl breathe a sigh of relief. They're no longer the worst one, just like British Petroleum is saying, yeehaw, we're off the hook for the world's worst environmental disaster. So Keith Olbermann came out with an article, Thank You, Mr. Science, where he's basically going out there and taking to task all of these media people and so-called experts who are saying it's nothing to worry about, nothing to see, go back to work, pay your taxes, breed us soldiers. We've got better things to do than worry about cancer and leukemia. We still got to go bomb Iran or something like that here. Now, even more troubling right now, is there was yet another quake in Japan this morning. This one along a different but connected fault system. If you look at the quake maps, the big shock and all of the aftershocks were off the coast of Honshu to the east. This latest quake, 6.1, is on a little fault line that breaks off from the main fault and came up just to the west of Mount Fuji. Very shallow quake, rattled a lot of people. The town is called Shizuoka, and it's right to the west of Mount Fuji. And at this point, I felt like I had to put up this clip from Akira Kurosawa's movie Dreams, because one of the dreams, one of the short stories in there, involves nuclear radiation and Mount Fuji in flames, and it's just, it's getting so close that, you know, Kurosawa's vision, it's just happening right in front of everybody. Just amazing. All right, we're going to take a break away from the story while we wait for some other stuff to come in, and I realize I'm going very, very fast, and I'm probably going to run out of material before the end of the show. Actually, not likely. But I do want to get into some other news here while we're still with our WWCR audience here. Now, in Israel, the other day, in the occupied West Bank, in the settlements, there was a settler family murdered. The whole family knifed to death in their bed. And Israel immediately said, gosh darn those Palestinians. We're going to teach them what for. We're going to exact a price tag of so many Jewish-only homes and communities for every murdered Jewish settler out there. Remember, the Jewish settlers are not supposed to be there. That's illegal. What they're doing is illegal under international laws. And when you go into somebody else's land and you grab it and you build a home on it, they are going to be hostile. Now, that being said, when this story broke a couple of days ago, I did point out to everybody to please remember there was no evidence that a Palestinian had anything to do with the murder. It was simply assumed. It was simply Israel saying, ooh, somebody got killed. Blame it on the Palestinians. Use it to steal more of their land. And that's exactly what they did. And it is coming out now. Israel's trying to put the lid on this, but it's leaking out through the alternative media and the blogs, which is why you come here, that it was an Asian worker who committed the murders, because he had been working for that family. They owed him 10,000 shekels, and they told him, we're not going to pay you. We don't have to pay you. The courts will not enforce it. You know, we just don't feel that we should have to pay you. Thank you for the work and get out of here. Now, to the Asians being stiffed on your payment, and by the way, that's a chronic problem in that part of the world. It's almost legendary that people will travel there to the West Bank, they'll be recruited, they'll work, they'll do the work, and then when it's all over, they're told, eh, we don't have to pay you. Get out of here. To the Asians, stiffing them on their payment is not just a loss of money or robbery or theft. It is a personal insult, because it implies that your work was of inferior quality and not worth anything. And that's a personal insult, and they're going to take it that way. And that seems to be what happened. This family of settlers hired this Asian laborer. He did a lot of work for them. They owed him 10,000 shekels. They stiffed him on the payment. He lost it, went in, and killed them all. Israel said, ooh, good, dead settler family. Blame the Palestinians and take more of their land. And now they're trying to backtrack and somehow say, oh, no, really, he was a Palestinian Asian. He was an Asian Palestinian. He was a Pala-Asian. Whatever. And they're trying to find some way that they can spin it to justify the fact that they've just gone out and stolen more Palestinian land for these illegal Jewish settlements in the West Bank. And again, you know, Israel is never interested in the facts and accuracy of what they're talking about. It is, how can we use this to push the agenda? How can we keep pushing this along here? Oh, my goodness. You know, and they're calling it, it's an act of terror and everything like this. Up in Norway, they have voted to support the Israeli boycott. In fact, the Congress of the Electrician and IT Workers Union in Norway unanimously voted in favor of the resolution calling for the boycott of Israeli goods. Now, why this is significant is Israel spends a huge amount of money on public relations, which is a fancy name for lying for a paycheck. And it's not working. Back in the 1950s and 1960s and 1970s, when everything that you knew came from that cathode ray tube or that little transistor radio or that newspaper, all of which were owned by interests sympathetic to Israel, Israel could count on being able to control what you thought. That's what mind control is, controlling the brain by controlling what it knows. But they can't do that anymore. That's why they hate the internet. That's why they hate the blogs. That's why they hate Republic Broadcasting Network. That's why they hate anybody who stands up and says, I don't believe what you're telling me to believe. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
And I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling Total Transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With the Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened?
Angelo, I'm Erica. Welcome back to the show here. And we're talking about all kinds of things here. And I want to move on to the economy. And obviously, the events in Japan have had a major effect on the world stock markets. The Nikkei, at its worst yesterday, lost 17% off of its value. We know from earlier in the week that Japanese investors are withdrawing their money from foreign investments to bring the money back home because they need it to invest in the rebuilding of Japan. And nobody can fault them for that. And the repercussions around the world are being felt. Now, obviously, in the United States of America, Bernanke and Geithner and the Federal Reserve are doing everything they can to try and reduce the damage to the stock market by printing up a lot of new funny money and putting it in there so that as the Japanese dump their American stocks, they're picked up and bought by Goldman Sachs or these various other companies, which is all well and good to preserve the wealth of the people who are in the stock market. But, of course, all of this printing up of funny money to replace the real money the Japanese are pulling out of our market is accelerating the hyperinflation in this country. And it's another classic case of the government taking care of the rich bankers to the detriment of the American people. And you watch. We're going to start seeing prices in the stores, food stores, gas pump are all going to start accelerating even faster upward in order to preserve the wealth of the bankers. And we wouldn't be in this mess if the government had been doing its job about making sure that Wall Street obeyed the rules and did not get into mortgage-backed security fraud. The government's known they were doing this back since 2005. So anyway, as I mentioned earlier in the show, when the New York Stock Exchange opened this morning, they invoked Rule 48. I'm sorry, I called it 43 earlier. It's Rule 48. Rule 48 removes the requirement for market makers to send pre-opening indications or bid and ask prices created in auctions that are used to determine the stock's opening price. The regulation is used only when they think there might be a tremendous downforce on the market's opening prices. In other words, it's something that they do to protect the value of the market, even when the actual value and indicators would suggest otherwise. The market did plunge almost 200 points on the Dow at the open. It closed. It's just about ready to close, about 100 down. Obviously, Bernanke and his people are playing their little games to try and drive the market back up. Around the rest of the world, it's been pretty bad. Hang Seng was off 667. Nikkei closed more than 1,000 points down last night. So it's a question of the real world versus the game riggers, and ultimately the game riggers will lose. They can't keep it up forever. Now, speaking of corruption and economics and dirty dealing, as you're probably already aware, one of the first major players to collapse from the mortgage-backed security fraud was Lehman Brothers, and there was an official ongoing government probe of just what led to the crash of Lehman Brothers. Well, imagine my surprise, but the U.S. government has announced that their investigation into Lehman Brothers Holdings has hit hurdles, snags, difficulties, procedural malperfections. And they're basically saying that the investigation into Lehman Brothers is going to close without any charges being filed against the company's executives. They're going to get off scot-free for helping to destroy the American middle-class economy. But if you dare talk back to the TSA, bozo, fondling your daughter at the airport, you will go to jail. Such is life in the United States of America. Speaking of TSA, apparently they've been caught fudging their books on costs. TSA maintains its predominance at the airports as opposed to private security firms that the airports would like to hire, because TSA is saying we're doing it cheaper than anybody else. As it turns out, they're not. They have been lying about their costs and cost predictions and sticking the American taxpayer with the cost overruns. So they got caught lying. It's all about the money. It's not about safety. It's not about Osama bin Laden. He's been dead for almost 10 years. It's all about soaking the people for more money and putting it in their pockets. Meanwhile, over at the Securities and Exchange Commission, the people who were supposed to keep Wall Street from getting into this mortgage-backed security fraud and didn't, apparently some of their top officials, Security and Exchange Commission employees, government employees who are supposed to be keeping your bank accounts safe, were watching pornography at work on their taxpayer-funded computers. They're drawing salaries of over $200,000 per year. I can't even imagine what life would be like earning $200,000 per year. How glorious that must be. Go out and buy a camper or something. Nobody has been fired or will be fired. They get a wag of the finger. Shouldn't do that. And that's it. These guys sat on their butts while Wall Street went on the biggest financial fraud in the history of the world. Sat on their butts, watching porn. I don't want to go into any further details about what they were doing. $200,000 a year to do nothing but watch naked girls, or maybe naked boys, on their computers. And nobody is going to be fired. We're going to take a break. Join us on the air. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, HempUSA.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At HempUSA.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant Powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at HempUSA.org today.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And I just got an email from somebody saying, well, you know, what we could do is while that radiation is up there around the Aleutians, we could send out airplanes with cloud seeding equipment and weather warfare stuff, and we could seed those clouds, and the rain could come down and wash the fallout out of the sky before it ever reaches Canada or North America. And yeah, at first blush, it sounds like a really good idea. But then we add the world's largest ocean to that list of places we dare not eat seafood from anymore. Like, it's not bad enough we've already lost the Gulf of Mexico and the Atlantic seaboard, and now we're going to wreck the Pacific fishing grounds? It doesn't matter where it goes. This is a disaster wherever it, where it winds up. And certainly for those of us who happen to live on an island in the middle of the Pacific, washing the radiation into the ocean that is lapping up on our beaches is not a very attractive solution. So, anyway, over in by the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I've calmed down. It's safe to call in now. All right, over in Libya, we're seeing a headline. Gaddafi forces start a major assault. They're basically closing in on the last base of the rebellion in Benghazi, and they're closing in with airstrikes and bombs and bullets and all those mercenaries that Israel gave them. And everybody and the rest of the world is saying, oh, well, gee whiz, golly, that's just a darn shame that democracy and freedom was not able to be achieved in Libya. Harumph, 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 harumph here. Now, I hate to say I told you so. Actually, that's a lie. I rather enjoy it. But once Israel sided with Gaddafi to crush democracy in the Middle East by sending paid mercenaries to aid Gaddafi, I told you that the United States government, never able to stand up to Israel, would make a lot of speeches and they'd wring their hands in front of the TV cameras about what a terrible thing was going on in Libya, and in the end they would do absolutely nothing to support freedom and democracy in Libya. And that is exactly what has happened. The United States has justified every one of its military interventions since the end of World War II with the claim that they are bringing freedom and democracy to the invaded lands. They haven't actually done it, by the way. This is a little side note. So today, when the U.S. government has a chance to really do it, to bring freedom and democracy to the people of Libya who clearly want it, they pussy out because Israel wants the other guy to win. They want their own puppet ruler to be kept in power because he's been tamed, he's been bought, he's been bribed. Israel can count on Gaddafi to go on taking the billions of taxpayer dollars that they pay him to be nice and polite. They don't want to take a chance on a new government turning around and saying, you, Israel, wrecked our country by buying our government out from under us over the last several years. Same thing's been going on here in the United States. So the question now is, where are those Israeli mercenaries going to show up next? Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Madison, Wisconsin? Anybody here want to rule that one out? Far from being the only democracy in the Middle East, it is Israel that is attempting to end freedom and democracy everywhere. Palestine, Libya, they were trying to stop it in Egypt. That failed. They certainly have ended freedom and democracy here in the United States of America because we cannot get the government to listen to we the people about anything any longer. They're too busy traveling to Israel to get permission to run for high office. We're in a fight to choose the future course of the entire planet Earth, a global fascist dictatorship centered on Tel Aviv, or a community of nations that are free and independent where people can live their own lives without being looted constantly to build temples and palaces on the hills of Jerusalem. Because the invisible man who lives in the clouds and doesn't talk to anybody except those child molesters in the funny-looking robes said so. Because if that happens, if we're all brought under a dictatorship to serve religious delusion, then we will have lost civilization. We will be in a new Dark Ages. It'll just be centered on a different religion than it was the last time. And there'll be burnings at the stake. There'll be torture for the heretics. We may come to a time 50 to 100 years from now when ordinary people will be so dumbed down and uneducated, they won't even believe that once there were men who walked on the moon. It'll be myth and legend and fairy tale. No, it didn't really happen. It's just a story we tell the children, you know, to explain why that light is up in the sky. We're on the brink of a new Dark Ages, and guess who's leading us there? All righty. Let's see. Over in Bahrain, things are getting really, really ugly. Saudi Arabia troops have gone in. All of these tyrants, these dictators across the Middle East have formed a loose little compact. Whenever there's a revolution in any one of these countries, the other Arab leaders will send in their armies to crush it down. And the brutality is escalating. They're hiding behind the world's focus on Japan. And yes, we need to be focused on Japan. But dictators and tyrants always wait for media distraction to go out and be dictators and tyrants, to act like they truly are. Brutal attacks in Bahrain, evidence that nerve gas, not tear gas, is being used on the Bahrainian protesters. It's continuing. Remember, evil dictators and tyrants know no bounds. There is nothing they will not do to hang on to their power. Rather interestingly, Anthony Bourdain's TV show, No Reservations. I used to think it was just kind of fluffy. My wife really loves it. But lately, he seems to be developing a social conscience because he's going into some of these troubled spots. And he's pointing out how the system isn't working for the people in a lot of cases. And they were talking about Nicaragua the other day. And he was going in there and just showing all the evil things that were being done to the people by their own government simply to hang on to power, simply to hang on to that right to steal under the name of taxation. Because they're money junkies. Money junkies love to rule countries because it's an endless supply of feeding their addiction. In another one of his shows, he was over there talking about Cambodia and the killing fields and Pol Pot literally murdering all of the educated people in his country so that there was nobody smart enough to stand up and say, you know, I don't think your ideas are working. Again, back with Somoza, about how he issued a health directive to his people to eat less beans and eat more lentils because it was healthy for him. Then they found out he just wanted to export more of the country's beans to other countries, which was putting money in his own pocket. He was literally starving his own people to put more money into his own pocket. These are the kind of people that rise to power in countries. Our government's doing exactly the same thing. What do you think all these bailouts and TARP and everything else are? They're stealing from you, from your children's mouths, to give to the bankers, to make themselves richer. America's economy has been destroyed over the last 10 years, over the last five. The Forbes 400, the 400 richest people in the United States of America, have tripled their personal wealth on your backs. The wealth inequality in the United States is greater than it was in Egypt prior to the revolution. We have homeless people all over the place. They're trying to chase them off the beaches here because those tourists are complaining. They don't like to look at homeless people. Well, we got to shoo them off someplace else here. Massive homelessness, starvation, poverty. The icon of America in this age are homeless people camped out in the street in front of boarded up houses, which shows you just how terrible the system is working for the people. Works great for the rulers, works great for Wall Street. They're happy as pigs in slop. But it's not working for you, and you have to face up to that. Going to the phones, Kevin in Atlanta. Aloha, Kevin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
I've been hearing rumors all over the place, especially on RBN, that Ron Paul is a Mason, some sort of evil Luciferian organization.
Well, obviously that's from somebody who doesn't want him to run for president. I mean, you know, a lot of people are Masons. It's no big deal. I mean, look how many American presidents have been Masons. George Washington was a Mason. You know, it's a dinner club. You know, my neighbor is a former lodge master. We've been invited to events at the local Masonic Hall. Yeah, they wear interesting costumes and they have a great love of their traditions and everything. But that's it. They sit around, they have dinner, they talk, they go home. It's, you know, nobody sacrificed a living goat while I was there or anything like that. You know, it's not a secret society. It's a society with secrets. And, you know, it comes out of the remembrance of the Knights Templar. But they're not evil people. And if Ron Paul is a Mason, great, more power to him. You have to be invited. You can't just walk in and fill out a membership form, I believe. You know, and it's... You know, it's just another society, and it's not evil. It's not like the Illuminati. The Illuminati is given a bad reputation because they stood up against the Dark Ages controlled by the Church. That's all the Illuminati is. It means bringing the light to the Dark Ages. And, of course, the Church hated that, and that's why they were demonized and vilified. But the Illuminati, from my point of view at least, are the good guys. And the Masons are absolutely harmless. And... You know, were it not for the requirement that I profess a belief in a divine master architect of the universe, I'd probably be a Mason by now myself, because I was invited and I had to decline because I didn't want to be a hypocrite in saying, yeah, I believe in the G, because I don't. And I'm not going to lie just to get in and get an apron and everything. So anyway, as far as Ron Paul, we have far more interesting things to talk about Ron Paul relative to his opinions on Israel and the Federal Reserve. Those are things that affect our daily lives. You know, his being a Mason doesn't affect us at all, anywhere near to the degree that his opposition to the Federal Reserve and continued funding of Israel do. And if he does decide to run in 2012, I do intend to fully support him.
And I'm a big fan of Deanna Spinola, but I was just listening to her show, and she started spouting this Ron Paul as a Mason stuff, and I really just wanted to throw up my hands. It just seems like so many people are just visiting these hokey websites, and it just seems whatever they find on these sites, they just accept it as the truth because someone...
Got to evaluate, got to be careful. There is as much nonsense on the websites as there are on the TV networks, and there's a lot there. And again, even if he is a Mason, BFD, who cares? It's not important compared to the job he will do as a member of Congress and hopefully, would ideal world, White House.
I agree, but okay. I can't believe how many people are just accepting his truth. And I've looked at these Ron Paul Mason websites. They're all just as hokey as a $3 bill.
I don't even look at them. It's a complete waste of bandwidth. Complete waste of bandwidth.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Michael.
All right. Thanks an awful lot, Kevin. We're going to switch over to Diane in Michigan. Aloha, Diane. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, Michael. You were talking earlier about all the tyrants, all the people who have been doing and are doing so many bad things. The thought that occurs is, they would not be doing it if there weren't people willing to do their bidding.
Oh, of course.
That's the scariest part. People tend to focus on the leaders. They're bad. They're... No. Where are all these people coming from that are doing all these atrocious things to their fellow countrymen or others?
Well, you know, the sad reality is that all societies, all institutions, all hierarchical organizations are going to inherit the morality of the people at the top, because those who follow them, those who will work for them, tend to look at them as the model they should emulate. There are a lot more sheep in our society than I'd like to admit to, but it's absolutely true. If you have moral leadership, you'll have moral government and a moral society. If you have criminal leadership, it's, you know, like attracts like, and it's going to attract people who are going to be criminal and think that that's really cool. The reality is that the moral and the immoral are mutually exclusive societies. Neither one tolerates the presence of the other. Once a government goes bad, it's going to go all the way bad, because nobody wants any wet blankets around who are going to say things about, like, First Amendment and civil rights and everything, because they don't want to be bothered. And that is, unfortunately, the reason why, over time, if the people are not standing up and keeping a tight rein on their government, government will go to oligarchy. And once it goes to oligarchy, it's inevitably going to go to fascism, which is a system which loots the people to make the rich richer. And that's exactly where we are right now. And 9/11 was the device by which we were transformed from a capitalist to a fascist economy.
Well, people are more than willing to come up and complain about this, that, and the other thing, but until they realize they're adding to the problems, it's going to continue.
Yeah, but you see, it works for them. There are very selfish people out there, and they're perfectly willing to say, yeah, I'm being paid a lot of money. I mean, go back and look at the model from Adolf Hitler. When he rose to power, when he got voted in as chancellor, when he got the enabling acts, the first thing he did is he found a bunch of sociopathic losers, and he made them major figures in the Reich. And they all understood that their wealth and privilege and power were totally dependent on their continued service to the Führer. And that was a decision they were willing to make. And, you know, once you lure people across certain lines, they can't even look at themselves to pass judgment on their behavior. And I think for a lot of Americans, that line was the revelation about the torture at Abu Ghraib. Because I remember back then, I was telling people, if you allow yourself to get lured across this line to say it's okay to be torturing those gosh darn Iraqis. Then the government will have you. You will be their mental slave because you will not be able to look at yourself in a mirror unless you are protected by this fanatical belief that what you're doing is right, no matter how horrible it may seem. And this is how dictators and tyrants recruit followers and then psychologically traps them. This is why you still to this very day have people running around Germany who insist that the Nazis weren't all that bad, and you still have people in this country running around saying the Warren Commission was correct and Kennedy was killed by a crazed lone nut assassin. They were part of something horrible. They can't face up to it. Their only path to some semblance of peace is to continue living the lie and burying themselves in it. And it, usually it's easier to kill them than to change their minds about themselves. So that's kind of where we are. Okay, we got to take a break here. Thanks a lot, Diane. We'll be back with Crazy Frank after these words from our sponsors.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Got to put up the volume here. And aloha, America. Welcome back to the last segment of hour number one. We're about to lose our WWC, our shortwave radio audience. You can hear hour two by going to republicbroadcasting.org. I do want to finish up, before I go back to the phones, comment on potassium iodine tablets. They are obviously in short supply. We're hearing here in Hawaii, the pharmacies have already been emptied. Apparently, the government is buying up the entire supply, ostensibly to send to Japan. That's what we're being told now. Or maybe they're bolstering local stockpiles for themselves. I don't really know, but it's getting hard to get. There are some online places where you can still get it. Amazon is backordered, though, quite a bit. So, you know, people are scrambling to buy the stuff to have on hand. Now, that being said, you can also protect yourself from radioactive iodine by having a diet rich in iodine. You can go to the health food store. You can get kelp tablets that are made up out of seaweed, and it's loaded with iodine. And you take those, and the theory of operation is that if your thyroid already has all the iodine that it needs to function, it's not going to pull in any more that you happen to ingest or inhale from fallout. So that's another way to protect your thyroid from iodine. Kelp tablets, natural sea salt has a lot of iodine in it. Iodized salt, like from I think Morton salt is iodized. They add iodine to it for that very, very reason. So there are alternatives. If you can get the potassium iodine, one bottle, not going to hurt to have that there in your emergency kit. If not, there are alternatives to that situation. Also got an email from Israel responding to the story about it being an Asian worker who was stiffed on his pay that murdered that settler family. Apparently, while this is big news all over the Palestinian territories, it has not been mentioned once in any of the Israeli press, not even Haaretz, which normally has a reputation for being a little bit more fair and even-handed on this situation. All right, let's see. We're going to go back to the phones, and I think next is Crazy Frank. Aloha, Crazy. What's on your mind?
Hi, guy. That was a moniker I picked up in the 70s. Just, you're a much better historian than I am, and that's one of the reasons that I follow your show. Let's go back to September the 12th. If I'm not mistaken, the German Air Force was flying combat air patrol over the United States during the U.S. Air Force and commercial air stand down. Is that true?
I don't actually remember if that was true. I'd have to go look that up.
Okay, it's something I heard. What I was thinking was, since the U.S. and Israel both have any number of U.N. Objections to action, sanctions, call them what you will, against each of them, why do they not mutually proclaim a no-fly zone over each other's countries, and let's have the Israelis keep the American planes on the ground, and let's have the Americans keep the Israeli planes on the ground for a change? Libya hasn't done a damn thing to either.
Well, yeah, Libya right now, Gaddafi is attacking his own people to basically return them to the yoke of slavery with Israel's support. And because Israel is supporting Gaddafi, the rest of the world is going to back off and not do anything, even though Gaddafi is using airstrikes against his own people. Now, remember, the United States never hesitated to put no-fly zones over Iraq or portions of Afghanistan. The only reason they're not doing it now is because Israel says not to. We need Gaddafi to win, and Washington, D.C. is saying, yes, massa, let me go out here and make another speech to the suckers about how we value freedom and democracy around the world, and try and distract them from the fact that we're, in fact, once again, doing exactly the opposite.
You got it. Good on you, bud.
All right, thanks a lot. We got to take a station break. We'll be back in 1 minute with more phone calls. Stay tuned.